The Twins seeking a three-game sweep of the White Sox on Thursday. Minnesota down 3-1, bottom five, but they're on the comeback trail. Jorge Polanco at the plate.
To right field. Down for a hit. And Polanco delivers an RBI hit, and he will advance to second with a double. That's to left center. Headed for the gap. And a diving attempt comes up short by Engel. Polanco scores the tying run, and it's another double by Max Kepler.
And the 1-0 pitch, a swing and a drive into right field. Trouble, that's back deep to the porch, and gone, a home run. Allen Hansen, a three-hit day, and now a home run to lead off the ninth inning. 4-3 Chicago in the ninth, and the pitch, a swing and a line drive. Shallow right, that's going to fall, a base hit. Adrianza heading home. He'll score. Dozier to third base, and we're tied at four. And here's the pitch, and that hit him! Kepler got hit, and the Twins win the game! This month of August with her 20th win on a walk-off hit batter.
For the first time since 1996, the Minnesota Twins won a baseball game on a walk-off hit-by-pitch. And there was some interesting symmetry there, as the batter who drew that HBP back 21 years ago, none other than current Twins skipper Paul Molitor. He shared his thoughts after a most unconventional 5-4 win against the White Sox on Thursday.
That last inning had a lot of twists and turns to it, and how we got it done. We battled. We hung in there. I think Colon, giving up a lot of hits but minimizing the damage. We pecked away at Gonzalez. We got a couple of big two-out hits along the way. One thing that hurt us, I think, that we didn't execute moving runners along, getting to the third with one out and get them in from third with one out. But we hung in there. Dozier had a couple of really big at-bats, I thought, today, the leadoff double after a long pitch at-bat, and then, working the walk to put ourselves in scoring position there. But, yeah, it just worked out where Rosie got a first pitch he could handle, and then, after the comebacker by Georgie, we were able to get the hit batsman. So, win's a win. It's a good way to finish a good month for us.
Is this a pretty good description? Is this win a good description of this team? I mean, you guys battle back like you've done a lot. You have unsung heroes at Granite, yeah. Adrianza stepping up.
Yeah, there was a lot of that today, and I think that is a little bit symbolic of some of the things that we've been able to do here during a good stretch for our team. Adrianza, leading off the inning, and that was a really nice at bat to get us going. Busanitz, those are two really big innings that he provided for us too. So there's every day it seems like someone a little bit under the radar gets something that really contributes to a positive outcome.
After seeing just one pitch from White Sox reliever Juan Minaya, Max Kepler became the hero as he was drilled by the pitch, which forced in the game-winning run in Minnesota's 5-4 win against the White Sox at Target Field. Kepler spoke to the media after the game.
I'm not going to focus on all the aspects. I'm just trying to keep it simple. Small ball, the usual.
21 RBI for you this month. That's five guys on this team that have 20 or more runs driven in. It's the first time it's ever happened for this team. What does an accomplishment of that magnitude say about this Twins team?
It's awesome. I didn't know that fact, but, I hope you don't jinx it and just keep it simple, like I said. We put together a great inning there, and I owe it to all my teammates.
August has been so impressive. What do we have in store in September?
You guys will have to come out and see.
Trailing 4-3, entering the bottom of the ninth, it was pinch hitter Aure Adrianza who got the rally started as he led off the frame with a single to right field, setting the stage for the walk-off hit by pitch as Minnesota won against the White Sox 5-4 on Thursday afternoon. Adrianza spoke to the media after the game.
I mean, this is awesome. The guys are playing pretty good right now. We just have to keep going and see what happens.
You came up in a clutch situation. You got things going there in the ninth after you guys saw the lead kind of get away from you guys. What was your approach?
I mean, when I faced him in Chicago, he threw me a lot of fastball inside. I was trying to look something inside, and he made a mistake, and he put it good.
You are certainly one of those guys that takes advantage of every opportunity that you do have. And for you lately, you've come up in so many key situations. What have you been focusing on lately to make sure that your game continues to go that way?
I mean, just keep it simple. I mean, don't think too much. Get a good approach. Play good when I get the opportunity to play, and keep it simple.
August, you guys are the best team in baseball with 20 wins so far. Is there something that stands out the most to you as far as what's been the key?
I mean, yeah, with the, like I said, the guys are doing pretty good job. We're playing really, really good baseball, and we got a month left, and let's see what happens.
The Twins continue their homestand through the weekend when the Royals come to town.